consistency your club was showing in terms of the structure of game that you were playing before the break?
Well, a more defensive game played by both teams. So it's not that that we kind of ground the game down to that. I think they were looking after a couple of losses and to play a pretty tight game. There wasn't a lot of flow to that game. It was a lot of sticks on pucks. You know, it was hard to get and generate any speed for both teams through the neutral zone because both teams were so, it was a tight gap game. So there wasn't a lot of flow to it, which is fine. That with the talent and speed they have in their lineup, that's the way it has to be played.
What did it mean for Chris Thorburn to handle the Carcillo situation early in the
kind
contest?
It kind of got done and then it was done, right? So it was had to happen. And then it just settled the game down, I thought, after that.
Apart from the result, Coach, does this game match your happiness with your team's style and systems and whatnot from Tuesday?
It was, you know what, this was a really different game. There was a lot more speed in the game in Vancouver, so it was a different look, and it was hard for any team to get traction. So I think because of the way the game was played, and we're not, 100% responsible for the way the game's played. Both teams have a real big, and they both were kind of doing the exact same things. And there was just a lot of pucks along the walls. Looked like they were trying to bat a lot of pucks. Both teams weren't sure which way the puck was going on a lot of the confrontations, and it slowed the game down. So in that kind of game, because the game took on its own life, we're like a better result, but we're fine with the 60 minutes.
Your overtime and shootout loss number is getting pretty large. Are you getting annoyed with that?
It'd be nice to play a solid 60 minutes and have that good feeling leaving the building. The shootout ones I don't worry about. I mean, the points are critical. I understand how this all works, but the shootout ones, the overtime, we'd like to, because those are the ones you can get a big boost out of, a real big jump in your room. So we'd like to have a little more success with that. We were pretty good with it early. We scored some 4-on-4 goals. So, yeah.
Coach, Dustin Byfuglien created a lot of opportunities up front for just his second game this week back up there. Are you ever surprised at how seamlessly he goes up and down? Defense to forward, I mean.
No, because we've just seen it now, right? We've seen it enough that we would say that he has an impact on the game wherever he plays. I think it's harder for him to go from the back end up front, just on minutes, style. And this was an unusual game. Like that line, and I would say the same about Richard's line who they played against. They almost looked they were close to breaking something open every time they were out there, but they just, there was offsides. They got in behind it, and that was true of the line they played against. So you look at it and think they're not that far off from having a big offensive night. We certainly wouldn't say no to that.
There weren't too many penalties tonight for your team, but they still seem to get back to that physical play.
Yeah, I do this very often. I thought the referees did a really good job tonight of the way I kind of remember the game, and I hope I don't get him in trouble, but I thought there was a little bit of a ledger out there. Right, there were some hits that got close to being from behind along the wall that they didn't call, and then they didn't call the next one again. And it looked like both benches go, I remember this. You keep a little balance there, handled the benches right. There wasn't any, and you're moving in, there wasn't any complaining, by both benches. They were pretty focused on it. So some good hits, some hard hits, and I thought they did a real good job managing that game, especially because it could have, let the fight happen, get it out of the way. They didn't break it up. They looked like they were going to skate around for a while before they got to it. They didn't break it up. They let it happen, and that settled the game down. I thought they did a good job.
How do you keep your players focused on the positives you're starting to see in the game rather than, the fact that they've just gone through six straight losses?
Right, so we assess where we're at after every game, right? We use the same language, the same scale that we're on. We weren't happy with where we were coming out of the break with those games, but we're happy with our last two. We'd like to have won them. Goes without saying, but we can understand more of what we saw, so now we have a better comfort level that we're getting back to our game.
Do you sense any frustration in games that guys think that they maybe should have had and feel things aren't going their way?
I felt a lot of frustration in the Pittsburgh game by the way that one ended up. Everybody wants to score. The bench is all right. The bench is fine. So there's nobody kicking the boards and breaking sticks and we're not, I thought we got off the plan, the Dallas game, but even that, there were parts that were good. So I think we're moving in the right direction. I believe that.
Paul, did you think anything did you think there was going to be any distraction with all the stuff going on with Evander, with the team, or?
Oh, it was a bigger one the other night. Handled that well, so no. It was good to get a puck drop, and now we move on. Okay.